Hello, it is Thursday, June 15th. I'm Ashley Rowe with WRAL News. We'll see a small chance of a stray shower or storm late this afternoon, but most of us are going to be seeing lots of dry time. We will be ending our week on Friday with partly cloudy skies, a little humid, and a few late day evening storms still possible, highs in the low 90s. A two-alarm fire has forced 50 people out of a nursing home in East Raleigh. The fire broke out at Spring Arbor Assisted Living Facility around 3 p.m. No word at this point if anyone was injured. Raleigh police have charged and arrested a father and son in connection with a Wednesday evening shooting. 41-year-old Ricardo Johnson and 19-year-old Ricardo Johnson Jr. face a number of charges, including assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities said the man shot on Orchard Trace Way was a neighbor, and he was shot in the leg. He is expected to be okay. North Carolina Senate Republican leaders want to require all counties to buy and use signature matching software for mail-in ballots during election time. A bill is moving through the state Senate right now. It would compare the signature on your ballot envelope to your signature on file at the State Board of Elections. Critics say signature matching could cause a number of challenges, especially for people with disabilities or the elderly. For more on these stories and others, head on over to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. I'm Ashley Rowe with WRAL News.